Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Women Who Really Rock. I'm your host, Carmen Milagro. Women Who Really Rock is designed to showcase women, artists, and people all over the globe who are doing good things for their communities, for their country, for their fellow human being. Our show is available on the Divas That Care Network, and you'll find us on the divasthatcare.com website. Joining me today here on Women Who Really Rock is a woman who also really rocks. Her name is Miriam Morrison, who is not only the founder, publisher, and editor-in-chief of the Eden magazine, but she's also a former pet trainer and an advocate for animals who don't always, who don't have the voice. And when they need it most, she has stepped in. She focuses on sharing love for all living beings through her media platform, as well as her philanthropic efforts and collaborations. Miriam, welcome, and thank you for joining us today on Women Who Really Rock. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Hello, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
The honor and the pleasure is mine, believe me. I wanted to sort of start because I understand that you're celebrating your 10th anniversary next year for your magazine, the Eden magazine. I mean, in this day and age, you know, when you have that longevity, and I believe you have a readership of over 1 million people, that's no small feat. That's not easy to accomplish that. So congratulations, Miriam, on your beautiful, sustainable, perfectly curated magazine. You're welcome. How did you come up with the name, the Eden?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a long journey. when you have the idea is always good and you feel good about it. And then, you know, you come to the point that, you know, you have to find the perfect name to represent what my vision was. So, doesn't make sense, and then, you know, not realistic, but really I meditate, and I've been meditating since 1996, and then, so this meditation is part of my life. So I was thinking like this name and that name, I'm going back and forth, and then I said, you know what, I'm going to meditate whatever it comes to me. That's the magazine I have to go for it. So I meditate, and in this process, after the meditation, I was just looking at a magazine, and then I was reading an article, and I saw it was talking about something about in Eden, the Eden paradise.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I want to name
right.
it Eden. And then, of course, you know, in the world of the dominant, and this kind of getting a name is not the only thing. So when I actually pursue to copyright this name, I find out that Eden is already someone else that has Eden. So that's what I had to come up with, the Eden magazine.
Right. And it's wonderful because it really makes it and emphasizes, I mean, that's what, and it is a beautiful paradise. I mean, I was looking through your magazine, you know, different issues, and it really is like, it's, your magazine is beautiful. There's beautiful photos and beautiful design and intention.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
You're welcome. But would you also describe that your magazine is, it has a social purpose. You're trying to, like, there's this social impact just by the way that you created, the way that you design your magazine. What are your top three areas that you would say that your magazine and your vision represents as far as the social impact you are creating?
Well, the best way to describe this magazine is, since we are having so many different content, you know, from the health, finance, and then meditation, yoga. I mean, even fashion. There are many. I live in Los Angeles, and then there are many fashion shows. You know, even in Los Angeles and New York now, we are partnering with many fashion shows. So the best way to describe it, I would say, is a conscious lifestyle magazine. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're covering the fashion shows, not just every fashion show, just we really specialize which one we want, the one that mm-hmm. has a charity cause. Because fashion is art, and art is a healing. Through art, we can heal our soul, and that is why we're covering the fashion show. But then, you know, we are very selected on that. I don't cover any fashion show that they are using fur or any animal product, because the one of the mm-hmm. main thing and that is very close to our heart is to respect and love all living beings.
Right. Right.
And then, as you see in the magazine, we featured many advertising from PETA, which is they all, you know, I mean, I don't have to explain PETA. Everybody knows PETA.
Right, right, exactly. And so you've taken this approach where you have this healing, holistic vibe towards all beings in the world. And that, to me, is, you know, it speaks volumes for who you are and what you do. I don't know if it's possible, but I'm wondering, do you personally curate every story, every article, every photo, or, you know, and if you do, why is that so important?
Well, I do all the layout in the magazine. I
you do
because
Eric. That's
I graduated as a graphic. Yeah, thank you. Graphic designer. So when I get the article, I read it, and then just, you know, it you know, I really don't know. It just comes the feeling of, you know, and I go through the pictures, and then there are sites that respectfully we pick the one and we credit the artist, the photographer, or the one who has the artwork. We always, you know, our goal is to appreciate everybody, you know, and then acknowledge everybody. So, and then, you know, once I read the article, I go through the picture, and then I just get the sense of, like, this is more resonant, and this is explained what the article is behind. It's also a healing process for me, I have to say that.
That's amazing. That's incredible, because, you know, in this day and age, right, with social media and everything being digital, and you do use both platforms, but I think that there is something, at least for me, there's something that I love, a beautiful magazine that I can turn the page, and I feel more connected a lot of times. I don't know if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah. I heard from many people, they say that.
Yes,
and that is
yes.
exactly what I want to do. I don't want to have just another magazine. There are many magazines, great magazines that, you know, they have
right.
many excellent content, you know. But that's what I want. I want to people feel like, you know, they are going to the journey that I want them to be there, you know, about a lot of people have depression. A lot of people have stress. I mean, we are living in a very intense society. A lot of people
right.
want to know about how to take care of their body, you know, this and this. You know, there are so many things. And I want people, when they flipping those pages, to go to the journey with every single person who unconditionally share their story, that issue. I mean, I am so blessed that I have an excellent team. I have an excellent writer. And then it's not really, I don't want to call it Miriam Morrison's magazine. This is everybody's magazine who share their thought, their message monthly with us.
Right. That's beautiful. I mean, it really is. You've created this incredible community of, I mean, it's not easy to get a million readership. You know, that's again, like, that's incredible. And it speaks to your dedication and your commitment to doing what you do with the intention that you have. But, you know, we also touched about a little bit on you know, you were once a pet trainer and you rescued abused animals when you were living in Georgia. What was the driving factor for you to do this at that point in your life? And then how did that lead you to becoming this editor of this elegant, beautiful magazine? I feel like there is a full circle story there, but I'd love to hear from you.
Well, universe, I trust the universe, and then, universe lead us to where we need to be. So we lived in Savannah, Georgia, because my husband was in the military, and then he retired there, and we ended up staying there for 10 years. And in that process,
and thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you. And then, just one thing went to another thing, and then, we started to rescuing animals. We rescued dogs and cats, and then in the process of that, somebody told me, who was the manager of the pet store, said, "Miriam, you are so great with the animal, and then, they are taking care of them very well, and then, I see, you love to communicating with people, you're talking to them for so long, and then telling them why they need this dog or why they shouldn't adopt this dog, and then are you considered to become a pet trainer?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." So I thought about it, and I said, I said, I'm going to do it. So they sent me to a school. I went to the school and learned to become a pet trainer. And I loved it so much. I was training 100 dogs in 1 week.
Whoa.
Because there was just the work of love, So being a pet trainer, a lady who had a magazine that was working to finding a home for the homeless animal, called Critter Magazine, she approached me and said, "I'm running this magazine for a long time. I don't want to do it. You're a graphic designer. You're a pet trainer. You rescue animals. Do you want to take over?" And then I just didn't think. I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it." So that was a small print magazine. I did it. So when we had to move to California, my husband find a job, and then we moved to California. And then, that magazine was a print magazine. I had to say farewell to that because it was kind of hard to manage it from the long distance. So my mom, who was living with us, she had Alzheimer's, and I didn't want to put her in the nursing home. She stayed with us to the end. And then, and I couldn't work outside. So I couldn't go to the having a job 8 to 5. So I decided I want to start a magazine. I want to do it online. This way I'm home with mom, taking care of her. And then, but I wanted to do more than just only concentrated with animals. So that's how the Eden magazine is born.
That's how it's born. And then that was full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have big plans for your celebration of 10-year anniversary next year?
Well, definitely we're trying to have a gala, but just not just a gala to, only celebrating the Eden magazine alone. We are collaborating with the two causes. One is with Jean-Michel Cousteau, who's been featured in our magazine, and that's Saving the Ocean and the Marine.
Right.
And then another organization called Go Campaign with Scott Pfeffer. He was also featured on the cover of the magazine. He's around the world. He's saving children for having a fresh water home, education, and much more. So we are also fundraising for these two organizations, and we haven't set up the date, what month or date we want to have our gala, because January we're entering to 10 years, But, you know, as you live in Los Angeles, January, February, March, with all the Oscar and the Golden Globe and all these things
right.
happening here, it's not a good month. No, no. So
right.
we're probably going to do it sometime in fall, you know, and then, of course, we're
nice.
Looking for a sponsor to help us to make this thing happen. And like I said,
sure.
it's not a party to celebrate only Eden Magazine. We just want to focus to fundraising for this excellent, excellent organization who's helping children, animals, you know. That's the goal is for the 10th anniversary.
Sure. That's incredible. I mean, I love it because you're really putting your money where your mouth is. You have the vision mm-hmm. for your magazine, and you actually do the work. You know, a lot of people talk a lot. They talk a lot about helping others, but they're not necessarily really doing it. And, you know, we try to do that here in our small way on Women Who Really Rock is we want to be able to, you know, for you to come onto the show to talk about what you're passionate about, how you're actually helping others. And so I'm really honored to learn, you know, a little bit more about you. I know that we've been emailing back and forth, but it's always nice to just have conversation. And I really was excited because I wanted to save it for this show, you know, to get the chance to get to know you and talk to you in person while everybody else is listening. To the listeners, our listeners who are not yet your readers, what would the number one message be for them to help to invite them into your world? What would you like to say to them? And where can they find your magazine? How do they connect with you?
Well, the best way to connect with us and then to know us and then to, if they have an excellent message that they want to share, they want to advertise to help us to go forward. As you know, we are a nonprofit, and the reason we are nonprofit because we want to do a lot of fundraising, helping the society. We did 2018 was we for the Christmas we gave gift to 240 children for the Boys and Girls Club in Orange County. Last year we provide a brunch, collaborated with a celebrity chef Joe Santos Jr. and then provided a brunch and a gift bag for the firefighter. As you know, in Los Angeles, we had that Woodsley fire that year, and there was like a really devastated for a lot of people. Many people lost their homes, their animals, you know, horses. It was really sad. And then, so we trying to do fundraising, you know, we do for the animal shelters and so. So the best thing is to read our magazine and then connect with us. They can visit our website, www.theedenmagazine.com. They can message us. They can come to the journey that every month we all go.
Right. No, that's beautiful. I love the fact that you're inviting people to join you on this journey. And thank you for everything that you do. I'm just really intrigued and honored by the way that you're doing it. It's very different. I had never heard, to be honest, I hadn't heard of a nonprofit magazine. And I love the idea that you are doing this in a different way, because sometimes it just takes one person to see things, you know, to say, I'm going to help in this way, versus a lot of times, you know, people, like I said, you know, they just talk about it and they don't really do anything. And then you're showing people that there's another way to do things, you know, and the fact that you are taking this on, that you do this with your team, but it's really you, this magazine,
yeah.
and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels to me like this magazine is your heart and that you are opening your heart to the world around you. And it's just a beautiful
it's my
thing.
Time.
Yes,
it's my time.
Exactly. And you're sharing your child with all of us.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything, you know, you said, and then the way you see the how I work and then the magazine. But really, Carmen, I have to give a credit as well to all the people who are part of this magazine. You know,
sure.
Our writers, our team, you know, and then we have a great number of people who are working with us. This is a work of love. And then people who advertise with us, the whole profit goes to the charities. And then all these people, they don't get paid. Our team, they don't get paid. They're all contributing their time to make this thing happen, because we all believe this is the right path to connect those who have a message to those who seeking to receive that message.
Right. I think you just said it so beautifully, because that's what we're trying to do on this platform. So
exactly.
Divas That Care Network is the same concept. You know, it's women supporting each other, people supporting each other, and we just are, you know, we're lucky that we are finding like-minded hearts that are wanting to do this. So, and I know that, you know, I've taken you away from your work. I know that as editor-in-chief, you've got a big, big, you know, process for your monthly magazine. So thank you for joining us. I will be in L.A. a couple of times in the next, before the end of the year, and maybe we could meet in person and take this to the next level. I would love to meet you in person.
I would love to. That would be wonderful. I mean, you know, I love technology, because the technology give us a chance. Like, for example, the Eden magazine is not a print magazine. We're trying to be environmental friendly. But the good news is the Eden magazine in everybody's hands, because everybody carrying their cell phone. So wherever you are, what time zone you are, you can read Eden magazine. So this is a thing. But I have to tell you, I miss old-fashioned way that people meet and then greet versus the texting and talking on the phone, you know. So
right.
I would love to see you.
We'll make it happen. I would love to meet you as well. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for joining us here on Women Who Really Rock. I just love your spirit and your heart, and I can't wait to meet you in person. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. You know, thank you for sharing your time with us and learning about other people doing incredible work. We really appreciate our listeners here at Women Who Really Rock. And we're, you know, we aspire to uplift and elevate our listeners and now the readers of the Eden magazine. We want to showcase, we want to continue to help promote others who are doing good work like Miriam Morrison. We want our community to be as healthy and as loving as possible. That's part of our mission. So until next time, I hope you're all really rocking it too. And remember, you can find us here on the Divas That Care Network, and that website is www.divasthatcare.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.